It's fired up.
I don't even remember what happened in this fucking movie. What was it called? Uncharted?
Uncharted. Spider-Man Pirate.
Man, I'm really getting tired of this guy.
What guy? Marky Mark? Or...
I'm a bit tired of him.
What's the other guy's name? Tom Holland.
Dude, he just does the same thing in every movie.
Yeah, he can't. He can't act. He can only act as annoying Spider-Man. Like, that's it, you know? That's it.
Starting to think so.
His range is just, look at me, I'm so awkward.
Or uncomfortable Peter.
Yeah. Peter, do you need to go to the bathroom or something? You look really uncomfortable.
Did you just see an old man naked? You're being real weird.
I'm fine.
And that's the thing that sucks. Like I said, I like the Uncharted games. I think like A Thief's End is like incredibly well-told story while encompassing the other games and characters. And I just think they were like, hey, man, remember these games? Here's some stuff from them. All of them kind of here and there mashed into a movie. I was like, what?
So I kind of wondered, having only played about half of the second game, how much was really coming from the games and how much was being just, let's follow the Marvel formula and cherry pick some stuff and then hope the audience likes that we did that.
Yeah, I want to say a lot of the locations were very reminiscent. Like, it's been a long time since I finished the games as well. It's like I've played all of them except for the one with the two chicks. Everyone says that one's really good. I can't think of what it's called. But anyway, I remember, like, I think the cargo plane was a thing. The auction for the key was a moment. Some of, like, the tomb stuff, I couldn't really remember because there's always some sort of tombs and just random bad guys being there.
It's like jungle stuff too. I was just like, I assume there's just jungle. I mean, the second one I played was all jungle. So
yeah, some of the landscapes when they go to in the Philippines and stuff, I remember some of those landmarks, very game inspired. But yeah, man, it's just the story between, like, I just think Tom Holland's a terrible Nate Drake, period. Like,
yeah.
You needed older, more charismatic, just kind of grittier. Even if when you throw back to the flashbacks of him being young, which are really awesome in the game, like, that should have just been the start of the movie. Just kind of stick with him for a little bit, being young, and then in the orphanage, and then getting split up, and then have him meet Sully, and kind of have that. He sees that he's like a rapscallion just living on the streets, and he recognizes, you know, Gabe recognizes Gabe, and he kind of recruits the kid and plays him a little bit, and he's like, oh shit. But then he keeps the kid in the back of his mind and then pulls, you know what I mean? Instead of him just showing up at a bar sitting there. And I was like, what? This is how you introduce one of the biggest characters in the whole story? The Sully? He's just sitting in a corner asked to leave like an old man that knows it was closing time?
All what? Right, we need to just let's movie, because otherwise we're never going to movie.
Yeah, it's Uncharted 2022. Based off the video games from Sony and Naughty Dog. Ruben Fleischer directed it. Yep. Starring Tom Holland, Mark Wahlberg, Sophie Ali. Shoot, perfect casting. Some other people, and Antonio Banderas. It is 116 minutes, $120 million budget, and it smoked it. It's looking at $400 million right now. And I think it's on like Pepsi Max now or some shit.
Pepsi Max?
Yeah, pretty sure it's on that. You can just stream it from your Pepsi can. Yeah, it did the monies. And I And it had the double ending.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
ugh. God damn it, it had the longest double endings. I was just like, endings so long? The first double ending, I was just like, did we just start filming the sequel right here?
Yeah.
And when they just come out and they're like, oh, fuck. I was like, you held the shot too long. I could tell no one's looking at nothing. Why are we still here? And then it finally cut away. I was like, oh, my God. That was real bad. That was real bad. Jesus Christ, that was really bad.
Yeah. And then when they did the whole, Sully, but I got the mustache. Yeah. Fuck you, Internet. Y'all got mad that I didn't have the mustache. No, we got mad because it was Mark Wahlberg.
We got mad because it was Mark Wahlberg. He wasn't a balding asshole looking guy. He was just like a normal asshole looking guy. And like, it was Mark Wahlberg. Like, hey guys, I'm Mark Wahlberg. I'm just going to do this weird whisper talk for everything.
Guys, remember Four Brothers?
Because I don't. Four Brothers? Because I was in Four Brothers with that guy from Outkast. That's how Mark Wahlberg delivers every line. Hey, calm down, Tom Holland. I just want to tickle your balls with my tongue. And it's just like, shut the fuck up. Speak up, Mark Wahlberg. Speak up. Enunciate and talk loud. I hate your fucking voice because you always sound like...
He always sounds confused.
He is always confused. That's every, because that's all he can do as a character is play like confused older white guy that's not sure about this neighborhood anymore. He's just, I don't know.
Did you see the neighbors? They're playing their music. It's 3 p.m. Yeah, but I thought I could hear it.
I thought I could hear it. And I'm pretty sure I saw one of them had a rainbow somewhere in that house.
Yeah, man, it just rained. Look outside your window. There's going to be a rainbow. Yeah.
God damn it, not in my neighborhood.
Jesus. Yeah, what a real Bostonian.
I'm not the leader of the funky bunch for no damn reason.
That's true.
He has a real checkered past, so that guy, yeah, him and his family. Still working fine.
But check out those burgers. I heard they're great.
Yeah, so, as long as you are not a person of color, because then they're going to be like, we spit in yours.
Jesus, is that on the menu or has got to like...
No, that they have like real like racial tension in their thing. They're always Trumpers.
I don't know anything about this, but I'll wait till they open one in California.
Anyway, yeah. Him and like just two of the worst casted assholes. Like I felt like they were trying to like ad lib and like out shitty act each other the whole
there. I think they were throwing what they call on the set some shtick around.
Oh man, the shtick was high. They were shticking it to each other, that's for damn sure. So but it, you brought up the cargo and the opening, and Kevin, you and I both hate in comic books when we do a false start opening where it's like, we're going to come right, we're going to circle back around to this, guys, because we were too lazy and shitty of storytellers to tell you how the movie, or to do a, you know, a decent opening. We got to wow you with something and then go back to it later.
They just have such lack of faith in the origins of their narrative that they have to really grab your such feeble, poor attention span with something spectacular. That it's just a big sigh. No one's starting anything off like this unless you're going to do something. If you're doing something epic, you know, if I'm, you know, waking up in a U-boat and some shellings just waking me up from my stupor,
but,
because I'm going to die on a beach that God knows, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but usually when you see that shit, the movie continues from there. We don't double back around to that. You know, that's the part that if the movie, like the minute I saw that, I was like, okay, so this is a false start opening. We're going to see this again later. Because if it had just stayed there, I was like, cool, that could have been cool. I mean, not really, because like Tom Holland wakes up confused with his foot somehow magically tied around this fucking cargo that's dangling thousands of miles above the air. And he's just like, hey, what's going on? What movie am I in? I'm so used to just like hanging upside down. Get it, guys? I'm the Spider-Man. And then he just starts doing these like, listen, I would buy that and have fun with that in a video game. Seeing Tom Holland do that, I was just like, so we're just going to defy physics here, huh?
He just starts talking. Okay. And he just starts like talking to himself. And there's no like, he's not breathing heavy, he's not gasping, he's not, yeah, you know,
he's not even like phased that he's dangling.
There's no on sense cargo. Of him even being outside, Dustin.
Yeah, no, he's just like, he's like, Jesus Christ, my ankle kind of hurts a little bit, I think.
Oh, Mondays, am I right?
I was like, why is my shirt so fucking clean?
Mondays. I get a drink.
Do they even call him Drake? I don't even know.
Call him Kid.
Yeah, they call him Kid. Like, Kid? But everyone, Mark Wahlberg calls everyone Kid.
I think they call him Nathan.
Yeah. So, it's like, no, he is boshes. So, yeah, so he's doing this cargo jumping. He's fighting some guy that also is defying gravity and physics and everything. And they're just having a romp. And then a car comes flying out at him and kills the man. And you're like, oh, look at the ragdoll physics there. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Why was there a car that nice on that fucking plane? I don't know because the movie's too dumb to let me find this out the right way. And then we're just back to, we're with some actual actors that can actually act, and they are, you know, it's young Nathan and his brother, and we're not really given a reason of why they've poorly broken into a museum to steal a map, but that's what they're doing.
Dude, anytime you got Magellan, you're stealing it.
Seriously,
totally like, missed a spot. Like missed a perfect opportunity. Be like, hey man, are you gelling? And then the other brother should have been like, are you gelling? And they both kind of point at the soles of their shoes and their insoles. But yeah, we're gelling. But,
I mean, that's the thing, Kevin. I was like, that flashback was like 1945, and then we're like in modern day New York after that. I was just like, what? What orphanage is still being run by nuns? What are we doing here? I don't know any nunneries running an orphanage anymore in this day and age.
At a 1912s church.
Yeah, exactly. Like the government found out they could make money off of that, and they were like, nah, get the nuns out of it. Get the nuns out of it. We want that cake.
Get the orderlies in there.
get the guys working for minimum wage to hit them with sticks, okay?
Batons. Yeah. They're called batons, everyone. Don't repeat me.
No, we're not paying for batons. I want them to go to the yard and get a stick. Like, that's what they get.
The orphans get yard time, and they got to go pick their own sticks to get beat with.
Pick your stick to get beat later if you mouth off at me. Again, what happened to yesterday's stick? I broke it on your fucking ass, kid. Mouth off to me again, Drake. Which one are you talking to? It doesn't matter. I hate you both. You fucking... You clearly are 25. Why are you even here?
Yeah, he should have aged out of that orphanage.
Yeah.
He was never getting adopted. I mean, that's the death sentence.
Yeah. It was just borrowed time, really. He should have just gotten a job in a factory and, you know, or in a coal mine since we're in 1945. So why not?
That's true. Get some black lung, marry someone, and die. That's life.
Beat your kid and make him work in the mine at a young age, too. We're the backbone of America.
Then watch your town. Watch your town dry up and let the fracking begin.
Goddamn, that's the real ruin America.
Yeah. So that's Sam.
Yeah.
And Nate's, they're bros, literally, biologically. This museum had like zero to no security.
Yeah, and why was Magellan's map in this like podunk town museum
doing the rounds? I'm Magellan's map, just making towns. Usually I only stop by Los Angeles, New York. I'm going London. To Boston.
Sometimes Egypt, but it gets a little dicey there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they just try to like, I don't know, grab a rock and smash the glass or something. Alarm goes off. Security guard's 5 feet away. He's just like, what the fuck? What are you kids doing here?
That's not a funny paper. That's Magellan's map.
That's Magellan's map. This museum will go bankrupt if you fucking take that, okay? We have that on loan and with a very high insurance value.
Yeah, don't they bust them pretty quick?
They bust them instantly. The alarm goes ding, 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 and the guards is like, hey, boys, you're going to have to go with me. They're just like, oh, shit.
The alarm.
The whole time he's like, ah, yeah, you guys suck, like, real bad.
The alarm goes off. The cop just steps out of the shadows.
He's like, pretty much. He was just like around the corner, like picking his nose or something. He just came out and popped one out at him. He's like, oh, sorry about that, but don't tell anyone, but I'm still going to arrest you. Okay? I'm still going to arrest you.
Takes him back to the orphanage. He's like, this one's on strike 45. I don't know what kind of Sister Mary Madeline place you got running here, but this boy, he ain't aged out.
Mary Margaret, this fucking kid is nothing but trouble. You got to send him to juvie.
Sam's like, you know what? I got to get some things in my room. And then Nate's like,
this is 1945. Go unaccompanied.
I'm sure he's not going to pull anything. He did, everyone. He did. He had a heart-to-heart brother with his brother for 45 minutes.
Yeah, 45 minutes. They get a really good hug. They do some meditation. They
check each other for moles.
He's like, you got one that's concerning over here. I keep telling you, get him to look at it. Hey, man, we're orphans. I don't have insurance.
Well, this is about as much look at it as it's going to get. You ain't fit for this world, Sam.
All right, bend over and cough.
Yeah, then he just jumps out the window, and then Nate's like, oh, bummer, you left me. I hope I don't grow up to be Tom Holland, son of a bitch.
I hope you don't leave me with a bum Zippo that I'll never fucking get repaired ever because it's a plot device waiting to happen.
Yeah, just put more fuel in it.
Yeah, put more fuel in it. Change the flint and you're good, okay? You can literally replace the entire inside of that. That's how Zippo does, okay? Keep the outer casing. That's the part that's the memento, fuckhead. Fucking thievy bartender bastard.
Stupid orphan.
Stupid orphan shithead. Yeah, and it was just like that whole thing. It just, we're just in New York now. Somehow the kid is shorter. I'm not trying to bag on Tom Holland's short height. I get he's short.
You gotta remember, dude. Look, made him short. Kid was
short or taller than him.
Sam gave him the ring of Sir Francis Drake. Yeah. That's Sir Bloodline. And that's why he never grew up, because that ring that he wore on his neck was weighing him down.
He's like, this bloodline carries a hefty load.
Boom, wrote it in, covered him.
They're like, that was never gone over. They just give him a ring and say, it was mom and dad's. And then, that was the other thing. It's like, I get we need somewhere to go, but they were just kind of like, yeah, you know what happened to mom and dad. Like, they're not lost. They're found. Or, like, you could find. I don't know. I was just like, I don't care. Are they dead or not? Just answer that question. Stop talking in riddles, you assholes. They're like, oh, get ready. We're going to do nothing but do poor riddles. Fucking Riddler's just like, shit, man.
They're good.
Who's writing your material? Because, like, I need it.
It's real cryptic bullshit.
Yeah.
So it's like 15 years later, Tom Holland's, he's a bartender. No,
it's like 5 decades later.
It's like 10 minutes movie time later.
Yeah.
And Tom Holland's like doing cocktail.
Yeah, he's service. Like, this is a classic. You ever seen cocktail with Tom Cruise? He's my idol because we're the same height. I'm just saying.
And he's just marking marks in the bar that he's going to pickpocket later. He scores on this chick and steals her bracelet. And it's just real annoying. So I don't know why this girl would even give him the time of day. She's like, you're kind of a weirdo freak douchebag, but
because he was cute, doing that,
so I'll let it slide. He was doing this, bartender 101 for dummies meet and greet bullshit.
No, he was doing that. What's that thing where they like they intentionally are cruel to them and that gets them all interested in them? There's some fucking shitty term for it. I don't remember, but that's totally what he was doing. I didn't buy him as a thief.
Dude, I didn't buy him as an actor.
Well, no, I mean, I was gonna get there, but
yeah.
But like, just I didn't believe him. I didn't even believe him as a bartender. Like.
I don't believe him.
He's stealing. I'm supposed to believe they didn't get caught on this job and fired already because of the stealing. Like, come on.
Yeah.
So, but and then like you said, like old man Wahlberg's there, and he's
like, "This ain't a ditty."
Well, and my number one pet peeve on movies with thieves is like Ocean's 11 did this too with like Matt Damon and George Clooney. If a pickpocket doesn't know they're getting pickpocket, like they fall for the same thing, then they're a shitty pickpocket. Okay? Like a good pickpocket should know someone's trying to pick their pocket.
Well, like, that's how they try to show the viewers that the pickpocket is good because he out-pickpocketed the pickpocket.
Oh, Mark Wahlberg's even better because he switched it with a business card at the same time and he took the bracelet. Oh my God. He's better. And Tom Holland sucks because he didn't know that was happening.
You just got Jedi mind trick, you little turd ball.
No, what you really did is you just fucking lowered the value of your main character, because now I know he's not that good. There's someone way better than him.
Well, where's the part?
Double pick.
Where's the part where I'm emotionally connected to either one of these characters?
Yeah, because I hated Tom Holland 5 seconds onto it. His history lessons, his condescending tone with everyone, showing up late to work. That was the most offensive part. I was like, really, Tom? We can't even fucking clock in on time? Come on. I mean, you're stealing from the company at that point, buddy. All right? The rest of us got to work harder while you're late.
Another thing. Like I said, it's been a while since I played the games, but with Nathan Drake's journey, you see his moments of his like imperfections come up because he's so obsessed, and he gets selfish, and he puts others in front of, you know, off to the side when he should be putting, you know, people he cares about in front of him. But he becomes obsessed, and but he corrects his actions and he realizes, yeah, I'm kind of being a D-bag, but then he'll sacrifice himself. So he just has this huge journey that he's going on, and at the end of the day, he knows when to put it away, right? And you're kind of like, man, I grew with that character. It was fun to watch him go through his trials and tribulations. And you could see he would be scummy at times, but for the good. You know what I mean? For the good of everything, for what he believed was good. Mm-hmm. And this, I feel like, are two main characters just chasing the next page of the script. You know what I mean? Like, what's pulling them to do this is just the money, the gold. You know what I mean? Like, what is...
Yeah. So, I mean, that kind of brings me to my two biggest issues, because it is the two main actors. So, for Tom Holland, or Nate, I never believed his motivation for wanting to chase after his brother and go on this grand journey. Because he's had every chance to just go out into the world, and here he is just being a pickpocket in New York, you know?
Exactly. So, what was his big scheme, right?
Would yeah, like, why did this suddenly motivate him? Because someone said Sam?
Yeah, he's working at TGI Fridays and he's fucking 30. I wonder if Sam's still out there. Well, he died 15 years ago when you should have gone off your ass instead of fucking skimming rent off bracelets that you got to go hawk for $30 because no one's paying fucking more than a... You know what I mean? Like,
especially in New York.
Dude, yeah, it's like...
Johnny fucking... pawn shop guys is like, listen, this is the 15th goddamn bracelet you've brought in here, all right? You've tanked the market on bracelets, okay? Like, yeah. I can't move them fast enough.
You're only motivated when this guy shows up and you kind of want... He excites you because he out-pickpocketed you. You know what I mean? And he saw that you were fucking marking people and fucking stealing from... Like, what? And then you show up and you wow him with some fucking... moves, and he has Magellan's map, and all of a sudden now you're what? Oh yeah, my brother Sam. Oh, Sam Drake. Oh, you know, well, boy, do I got the movie for you.
Yeah, and then so that leads me to my second problem. So now we're at Mark Wahlberg's place, because, you know, Nate showed up. It's Sully, right?
Sully's, yeah, it's Victor. Yeah. Victor.
All right, Sully. I'll stop calling them by their actor names. I'm going to call them by the character name. So Nate shows up to Sully's fucking place, and, you know, he's kind of been trying to entice him on this grand journey, and, like, take Sam's place. Sam, you know, I lost track of him. I don't know where he is, but
I worked with your brother. Your help.
Yeah. Remember Magellan's map? You and your shithead brother were trying to fucking steal this from the dead.
Remember the beginning of the movie?
Remember the real beginning of the movie, the one we could have just started with and it would have been just fine and made perfect sense?
You know what? It would have made perfect sense, and it would have really built to your you know, action angst climax. Yeah. You know what I mean? It'd been really rewarding to watch all this build up to a cargo plane fight scuffle, etc. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would have been cool to see when I got to it in the movie, instead of just being like, I already saw this and it was boring the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So, And so Mark Wahlberg's character's, you know, Sully's motivation, I don't ever believe that he's a scummy guy, because he never has the opportunity to do anything scummy. Because exactly. The minute anyone meets him, they just go, this guy's a real scumbag.
And you're he's, like, he's always okay, like,
but
what?
I haven't seen him do anything.
He's always like, what, yeah. Me?
He's like, what? Wait, you get this, Holland.
do you understand what I'm doing? The whisper thing, because I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm just real confused why I'm here.
Do you got my Jordan 4s? They're really expensive. And I'm like, yeah, dude.
I'm still a big sneakerhead. Boston for life. Boston for life.
Okay.
But I love the L.A. weather. I can't go back no more. I just watch it on the TVs.
It's like, this is the most annoying thing, because I feel like he should be a scumbag. But
yeah,
he's never given the opportunity to show why he's a scumbag. It's just people going, yeah, he's a scumbag. And then people being out scummier than him, where I'm just like, is he or are you the scumbag? And they're just like, I'm a result of his scumminess.
And that's the thing. Like, they didn't really want him to be the full Victor Sullivan character. They just really wanted somebody to banter with and go back and forth so he could be like the Waka Waka.
I feel like he was their first choice for Nathan Drake. And then someone said, no, he has to be younger. We have a picture deal with Holland. We're going to make him Nathan Drake. And they're like, well, we already got Wahlberg on. They're like, all right, we'll make him the other character.
Yeah, you know what? I cannot confirm or deny, but that sounds like a conversation that would have took place.
Yeah, because, I mean, from what I know of the games, Sully's in them, yeah, for sure, on all the cutscenes and shit. But he's, like, not going through all the hell with you, you know?
Right.
Like, you're kind of just following Nate.
He's a very pinnacle supporting character, I will say.
Exactly.
He's a heavy motivator for a lot of Nate's trials.
But in this, I felt he was very much a co-star. Like, he had almost the same amount of screen time and shit. He disappears for a little bit towards the end. But then it's just like, there's so many times where I'm like, is it really necessary for him to be talking right now or in this scene? Or should we just be following our main character? And that's where I'm kind of like...
But you didn't have a main character.
Exactly.
We had a guy waiting to get to the end of the movie. Like, they just hang out and go from thing to thing. And
so you want to steal a cross with me, kid?
Yeah, Sam's importance and the motivator that looking for Sam just kind of disappears.
Yeah, it's like brought up when, like, we have some downtime and we need to, like, try to make Wahlberg look or Sully look scummy, but even then you're just kind of like, well, it doesn't sound like he fucking pulled the trigger on him, so okay. But yeah, so he tries to recruit Nate, and Nate's like, nah, I'm out. And then he goes and he works out in his apartment for a bit.
God, is that like, a contract he has to have a shirt off too?
It is, yeah, 100%. He's just like, this is for the ladies and the fellas on the internet that won't stop harassing me for the tit pics. Yeah, that's right. They call my pecs tits. I don't know. I don't like it.
I don't either.
And he's just like, all right, I'm in. What are you going to give me and do? And just like the worst job of every, like, he's like, okay, walk with me, we're gonna go in, this is the job. And he's just, okay, so you're gonna give me this stuff? He's just like, you gotta bring something to the table, kid. I'm like, who's recruiting who here? Yeah, what is happening? Yeah, he's like, well, I want 50%. And he's just like, fuck you, I'm bringing you around for the ride, motherfucker.
This is a sole proprietorship.
Yeah, he's like, tell me what you got, and I'll think about helping you out, but you gotta bring something, you gotta figure out your plan of how to do this thing, even though you have no access to anything. And then he's just like, I need a laptop.
Uber Eats password.
Yeah. And, you know, Netflix is frowning on the sharing, but, you know, you could give me my own membership. That's fine. And some chewing gum, because I'm still a child.
Yeah, I got to catch up on Schitt's Creek. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what? I thought we were planning a heist.
Pretty solid ending, I'm going to say, for a comedy show. You know, I mean, I think 6 is a good number to end it on. He's like, what are we talking about right now? What is this? What are we doing?
Where's the heist?
Yeah, so, you know, then 15 minutes go by, and they're getting ready to heist it up. And Sully's like, you got to act like you come from money, all right? And so then Nate runs into Antonio Banderas' character, because he's like staring, chewing gum, like, oh, shiny cross thing. Nom, 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 nom.
Sir, and, we practiced the close mouth chew here.
Yeah. He's like, what is this? Fucking Rocco's Modern Life? Like, fucking close those gums, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
And Antonio Banderas is just like, I'm going to embarrass you by calling out how poor you are with your class and attitude.
Yeah, I was just like, what happened to you, dude? Yeah. You used to be so cool.
Well, he just got typecast in bullshit because Hollywood doesn't know what to do with him. So now they're just like, make him a pointless villain. Yeah. Like, this is the worst role I've ever seen him in. And he was in Spy Kids, Kevin.
It was pretty awful, dude. Yeah. Like some of the scenes, I'm not going to lie. I left the room. I looked away.
His character has 0 point to the movie. And when he's killed, I was just like, wow, you just invalidated everything I just watched with this guy. It was 100% pointless to have him here.
Later on, his goons turn on him, and you're like, why did you force me through these scenes?
Yeah, why did he have this huge, long speech before you killed him? Like, just kill him.
They're just like, shut up.
Yeah, it was just so dumb. I was just like, why did you make me watch that?
And all the other goons were like, what?
They were just like, fucking finally. Jesus Christ, man.
God bless.
Yeah, and who has a hired goon company and then lets someone else just take over the company? Those guys are like, yeah, I guess we'll just get paid this way. Boss, I'm like, I'm gooning out.
I guess I'm arching for you now.
Yeah, I would be like, what's your payment plan like? You know, I want to make sure I'm getting paid properly. He was paying a lot, and you are not as rich as him. So
yeah, what do you want to kill her for? Like,
yeah,
taking your pay away.
Yeah, you just killed your free meal ticket. You were gonna go to the Philippines and maybe search for a boat and go home after that, and that probably have fun. A lot of unprotected sex. And like, wait, now you got to work for this lady.
On the boat or
everywhere?
Oh, okay, excellent.
On the plane there. Definitely on the boat. Well, you know, they're getting on the boat. Yeah, we're taking this boat out of here.
Yeah, because they didn't realize to hire the raw doggers. Yeah, all we do is go around arching and doing goon work and raw dogging.
Yeah, fucking local 159 raw dogs.
Yeah, that's my new kids' cartoon. It's called the Raw Dogs, and they just but in the cartoon,
my Paramount Plus.
Paramount's like, we're listening. I'm like, okay, well, in the cartoon,
we don't hate what we're hearing.
They all just wear just, you know, like SWAT team gear, and they're dogs, and they go in raw. It gets cool.
Listen, every Hollywood exec knows what raw dogging is because they got it tattooed on their fucking tramp stamp. Okay, they're not going to green light
it's a raw in the dog bylaws. Cartoon. They're going to be like, dude,
you think we can do it? The raw dogs.
But I mean,
if it's not rated, it doesn't count, right?
Oh, yeah, but they're just like SWAT team. They just go in there and stop crime or something. But crime could be whatever you want it to be.
The crime of not enough sex in this cartoon, that's what I'm going to tell you.
Oh, like, no. In my pilot, they just like lick the ice cream cone before the ice cream melts. It's real fun. What were you thinking? Oh. Oh, yeah, they could do that.
Yeah, they could do that too, I guess.
Here, watch. Let me fix this.
Is that what that means? I didn't know that. That seems juvenile almost. So,
now all these buttholes are getting rocked.
By the raw dogs.
Oh, yeah, duh. I mean.
Yeah, we're just like a private sector firm, you know, whatever. But, yeah, so Antonio Banderas, I don't even remember what his character's name was because it just didn't seem, you know, like relevant to anything.
Yeah,
but he's just like, it's my family's birthright. We made these crosses. I will get them back. And then you meet forever typecasted as a powerful female assassin character, because I don't know her name, but I've seen her play almost the exact same role before. And I was like, Jesus Christ, man, it's like, get a new agent. Like, they are doing you a disservice. Like, I am actively disliking any performance you give in this type of character you're playing.
Yeah, it's the Tali Gabrielle girl. Tautly. I'm sorry.
I don't know. She's, yeah.
Wasn't it Joe Baddock, the bad guy?
The Antonio Banderas' character?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I just know that they were like, you're playing a person of Spanish descent. And he was like, well, I'm of Mexican descent. They're like, not today, you're not.
That's where you're wrong. Well, they have Chloe Frazier in here. She's from the games, and she's from the one that I didn't play. And I thought the casting for the Sophia chick, Sophia Ali or whatever, I was like, wow, you nailed it. Who casted her? Was that an accident? Because she looks incredible. I was like, you look just like her. Damn near.
I mean, maybe they based it off of her for the fucking game, and they just were like, oh, we can get her again? Cool.
I mean, that's a... I don't know. I mean, I don't think so. But... But damn, I was like, this looks great. What happened to the rest of this?
Oh, that's what it was. She was in The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. If you want to see her play the exact same character...
Which girl?
The Tati Gabrielle.
Oh, okay.
It's just like, I'm a mean girl. And it's like, yeah, I get it. Like, yeah. I don't care, you know? So... You're just getting those cages.
Yeah, her character's in the game, but it's just... it's... I don't know. I don't think she really had a presence in the movie. I don't think they really gave her one.
Well, she's billed as like a scorn lover and ex apprentice of Sully. And again, she's just like, you're a real scumbag. And then Sully's like, if you see her come and walk the other way. So fucking Nate is just like staring at her and he's like, she's coming this way. I guess I'll walk. I was like, dude, just like.
But he acts like a child when it comes to this part.
I don't think you're supposed to like. Blow the lead that you're working together, dumbass. Like, what the fuck?
Well, that's another thing is Sully never takes anything serious, but he's always like just bopping around with him. You know what I mean? Like, oh, don't look at her, kid. He's like, we got to play it. You know, he just kind of like talks down to him, but it's almost like in a doofy older brother way. And I don't really, he doesn't really build to the tension or like the kind of James Bond-esque, you know, esque in Indiana Jones adventure we're about to go on to build this tension up and introduce our bad guys and how menacing they're going to be. And, you know, like, where's that big adventure reveal of the opposition of we got to beat them to this? Ooh, they look like trouble.
Yeah, like everything just kind of always just feels like it's going to work out because there is no...
There's no tension.
There's no tension. There's no belief that the bad guys are going to win, you know? And I do remember that from the game where it just, at least the one I played, where it did feel like, oh, shit, okay, well, that they're going to have a longer journey to get to their ending because they just fell behind.
How are they going to get out of this one? And because these bad guys look like they're going to, you know, make it a very hard, hard day for them. And the movie, you're just kind of like, I wonder what happens after this next scene.
I hope they run a lot.
Yeah.
So they're all at the thing, and then they start the auction, and Nate's been tasked with killing all the power, and so he uses his gum that he's been chomping with his mouth open to block a door. No one's paying attention to it. No security's paying attention to this. But Braddock's fucking goons are watching the Scotsman, which, because he's got a Scottish accent, everyone, like, just... Real fucking. I'm like, he should join the Raw Dogs and get a new name. I'm just saying.
Call him Scotty.
Scotty. He's just like, fucking a little on the nose still, but all right.
Absolutely unoriginal Scotty. That's his full name.
He's just like, I love it. I fucking love it.
Yeah, it's just so inaudible. Like, I don't. That's supposed to be funny.
Yeah. So basically, Nate's trying to cut the power. The Scotsman shows up. They fight. He doesn't get it. Eventually, he just, like, comes out on the second floor somehow, even though he was on the first floor. And then just starts, like, jumping and dancing on chandeliers. And I was supposed to be like, oh, wow, so amazing. Get it, Spider-Man? what the fuck's going on here? What the hell? And eventually... Walbert, Sully makes his move. He steals the key. He tries to pull a double fuck you on Nate.
Where you're led to believe it's a double fuck you.
Yeah. And then Nate shows up and runs into him too. And then they're off to you know, with Sully's endless amount of money to the airport to fly to Spain.
Coach.
Did they fly coach?
I was kidding.
I thought they were on a private jet. Like, I was like, yeah, no, you even was, need yeah. this money, Sully. Like, it seems like you're doing fine. I saw your New York pad. It was great. It had a lot of stolen art. So.
It was great. They should have just got Nolan North to be fucking Drake.
Like, no, I did said he was like, I'm a beach bum later on.
I did the voice. I was like, yeah. And he was like, what are you doing? Fucking up my legacy.
Yeah, their interaction was so Stan Lee that I was just like, I fucking hate this. Like, what are you doing right now?
I'm pretty sure that was the 58 take when fucking Holland walked by North. He was just like, you fucking suck. He's like, we can't use that.
Run it again. God damn it. Do we need this cameo? He's our Stan Lee. All right, okay. All right.
This Nolan North guy is really laying in to talk.
Just cut his mic or something, can we please? You know? Yeah, it was just like, they're both coming out of the ocean, and he's just like, the fuck? Where'd you two assholes come from? And it's just like, oh, man. What's happening here? But anyway, we're in Spain. They meet up with
Chloe,
and she, once again, outpickpockets the pickpocket.
Dude, how did she do this? It was like in a fucking camel pack.
I don't know, man. It was like
his shirt was over it.
Like, yeah, he was just like, no, man, I've had it since. She's been tailing this since then. I'm like, you guys both suck at what you do.
She pickpocketed that key at breakfast time.
Yeah. But if she just pickpocketed, why didn't she show up to the meeting? Just to be like, by the way, I pickpocketed you.
It was just ridiculous. It's just, if you were in the same shot with the character in this movie, you got pickpocketed.
Yeah. God damn, you got my bus pass. Fuck. Yeah. Cameraman's like, oh, not my fucking phone again. Come on, guys. I mean, it's like a Samsung 7. Like, what, come on. Don't.
Everybody was just fucking Chris Angel mind freaking each other.
Yeah. Like, you couldn't open an orange on that set without firing an ace of spades with your name on it. You're just like, Jesus Christ. I just want some fucking vitamin Z.
I got scurvy. This shit is uncharted.
Because of the pirate ships, you know, you saw the end of the movie, right? I was at the sea for a long time. We don't have that anymore? Oh, fucking. You know what? Let me just open this cook. Oh, God, fucking doves. What the fuck? Oh, this is. Oh, fuck.
I go to brush my fucking teeth. The goddamn ace of spades is there. I just got mind freak.
just like, I'm fucking mind freaking everything right now.
Yeah, man, I took a shit. Fucking 52 pickup came out of my asshole. Mind freaked.
Yeah, and I bleeded pretty bad. It was not nice.
So we're going to have to delay production. Mind freaked.
Uncharted delayed because everyone's mind freaking the fuck out.
That's what you're going to write for the headline. Yeah. It's going to get some clicks.
Yeah, that SEO is strong, okay? That is a strong SEO.
Love it.
So.
So then, yeah. Sully's like, ah, dude, you just got mind freaked. You better go chase her. I'm going to walk.
I'm going to walk. Somehow, though, I will give you a 5-minute head start, and we will bump into each other around a corner randomly. Yeah.
Sully got some Usain Bolt shit going on.
Yeah. He's just like, these dress shoes, they have rockets in them. Is and that rocket is actually that I smelled crack cocaine and I just ran through everything. Like, I have no feeling in my body. Yeah. She gets into her car. Fucking
dude, it was like, a souped up Hyundai with a fucking, I think it was ready to shoot rockets.
I was like, every thief in this movie seems to be doing all right without this big score that's going to get them killed and ruin their career.
It was the most out of place, like, 4x4 aggressive vehicle ever.
Yeah, everyone else had their, like, Sunday sedan there. They're like, let's go sightseeing. Look at the fucking...
little Fiat and shit.
Shirt. Yeah, and then she's just like, I'm going to drive over all these cars.
If it had guns on the hood, I would not have been surprised. I'd have been like, yeah, that fits.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. And
then they just talk about it.
Yeah, he's just like, listen, I'm just a young kid experiencing the world for the first time. I might be a little bi curious. I might be a little anything curious, you know? I don't know. Let's just Let's just talk about it and drink a lot of wine together.
But I do like, know that key ain't open in that tree where you think the loot's at. Yeah. Did I mention my brother Sam? He knows Sam. That's right. We just moved a story along it nicely.
Yeah. He's like, I know where it is. I figured it out in the 30-minute run I just did.
Yeah, dude. It's just like, we'll see what happens. They pull up when you cook them. And that's the tree.
And then he tells her, though. He's like, it's over here. So she's like, all right, get in. We'll go check. I mean, not you, Nate, because you have fountain water all over your pants.
Yeah, that's gross.
That is some gross ass shit to be in. Yeah. Okay. Like, let's get you some oranges. He's just like, nah, all good. I got enough Ace of Spades. I don't need it anymore.
And then we teach Sully how to use like Grindr. He gets a cat. Yeah. And then,
I mean, that was the only time he's just like, the guy I paid to feed my cat ain't responding. I was just like, oh my God.
Dude, it was so.
Like, I felt like that was real. And at the time I watched this, I was helping a guy who was 60 at work use a cell phone for the first time. And it was like,
all too real.
It was too real. And I like, the next day he asked me a very Wahlberg-y question. And I almost punched him in the face. Like, I was just like, motherfucker, I showed you how to do. And I was like, oh, goddamn you, Mark Wahlberg. You really got to me. That acting was too real that time. That was too real. He's like, I was real confused about which way to swipe, guys. I don't know.
Yeah, so dumb. It just, it really just, the riffing, it just really deflates my fucking tags here. I'm like, are these guys going on an adventure of fun? This isn't like Last Crusade where the dad and the son are just riffing, because I felt like that's what they were trying to
Totally. That's what they were trying to do, yeah.
And I was like, this isn't working, fellas. Like, let's talk more rock. And by rock, I mean, I got to go get another drink. I'll be back. I'm gonna keep the movie playing, though.
And I get that the Sam thing is, like, big to the games. But in this movie, it just seemed like, I don't care. Like, I don't care. Stop bringing up Sam. Because I don't.
He needed a motivator. He needed to get off the couch.
It didn't do that. It was not successful in making that believable. Like, I understand that was their goal, but then the person who wanted to find Sam should have been the one to say his name, and he never did. Everyone else said Sam. He was just like, Magellan. Actually, it's Magellan's captain. God, I was like, fucking, I hear one more person remind me of that. Thank you.
Yeah. That's why I brought him along. The kid's like a fucking Wikipedia page.
He's like a fucking Magellan Wikipedia. It's like he's stolen and studied every goddamn Magellan map ever. It's like
his phone's got full coverage.
He's got 5 bars everywhere. I don't even think he's on Verizon.
Wait till we get into these tombs that are like, 1,000 feet thick. We'll still have combos. It's got to be sick.
Yeah. We will never drop a call. Ever.
Thanks, Cricket. You won't either if you sign up for Cricket Wireless Presents Uncharted.
Yeah, seriously. and that's basically they break into a church and they're dumb and they can't figure out heaven and hell means up and down. They go through a nightclub where they're instantly spotted by the fucking Braddock's goons, and then they fight him and he does some more cocktail fighting bullshit. And I was like, man, you put this guy behind a bar.
He's trouble.
One more time in this movie. I mean, he is trouble for sure. He is trouble. But, like, no. I don't need to see another person in a movie get hit by a booze ball bottle ever. Booze ball. That I do need to see.
It's where we just take this, like, squishy thing you can put in your mouth and we soak up the booze on the table, just throw it, and you catch it in your mouth.
Are you talking about a loofah? You soak up a loofah with alcohol and then just, like, drain it in your mouth?
Yeah.
So that's kind of disgusting.
Nah, boozers are going to love that.
Boozers are like, I love the loofah idea. Is there a butt version?
But it's a harder than a loofah, faster. So you can throw it across the room to your friends because it's booze ball.
So just like a real life sponge. They're like, we dried it out, we filled it with booze, we threw it in your mouth.
Yeah, it's delish.
Well, fuck you. I took it out of my mouth, put it in my pants between my butt cheeks and up my butt a little bit.
Well, you're super drunk. I got drunk
faster. Okay. Well, I'm white girl wasted for the next 3 days, okay? Woo!
It's mostly about the experience that you just tainted at the Booze Ball Association. It's going to have to slap you with some infractions.
That's fair. When I sober up, I'll give a fuck.
Booze Ball Scandal. Yeah. They eventually get through some old painting that's been tainted by the follies of youth, having a discotheque in a dungeon. And then water fills up and does not flood and kill all the people in the club somehow, because physics and things don't matter in this movie. Wahlberg eventually gets his ass up to something and does something. I think he has to fight Braddock for a while, and just totally deflates her being a believable like killer. And I think he's in like a subway or something. He's just like, oh, this fucking piece of art's behind a glass wall on a subway. Oh, man. Eat fresh. With Mark Wahlberg. We just did the refresh on the menu. Have you guys tried the... We do 4 slices of meat now, and it still tastes like water. So, you know.
It's bad meat.
It's not real meat. That's for damn sure. But we cut all the watered down vegetables ourselves. Okay. So just take pride in knowing that. And then, yeah, so eventually he just, you know, leaves her very unconscious body to not attack them again. And they get to these catacombs, and there's these giant vases of shit, and they climb up, and it's
the Prometheus eggs.
Yeah, it's the Prometheus eggs, and one just, like, pops open, and then Magneto's there, and he's just like, how do you kill a franchise? Give it to me. I've done two of them. But it's salt, but then they find a another map of Magellan.
There's a total sidebar here. There's a thing called Hard Times News. And they always post these really funny quips and articles. And I just showed a picture of Magneto. And the headline was like, oh, man, I bet his credit cards are fucked. It shows him going in his wallet. They're all falling out. They don't read. It's such a bad, great picture. And I laughed way too hard at it. I laughed. And he just, it was the actor from the movie. Just looking real befuddled, and it was great. I laughed. Sorry, everyone. Just Magneto. That's what I think of now. That's fair. Credit cards.
That's true. And then the double cross comes as Chloe knocks out Nate and says, "You're a real good guy, but I gotta betray you because of Sully." Yeah, I mean, even though we haven't seen Sully do any betraying. He's gonna, I gotta do it first. That proves that he's a slimy piece of shit.
Yeah.
And then Nate wakes up and he's just like, I know where she's going. Let's go to the Philippines.
Yeah, I know where the... Yeah, it's like, dude, it's like, I know it's a movie. We really got to get on with it. It's a bad podcast. I really got to get on with it. But Nate's character never has any discovery. Like, he's just like, yeah, I just looked at the book. It's like, at least in the games, and I know it's got to get compared to it because it's literally inspired and taken from. You're building up to the knowledge. Like, Drake's smart because this is like his bread and butter. But this is kind of like the first rodeo for him. But I get it. You had an obsession with it, or at least your brother did. So maybe you ran with that, but I'm just like, bro, like,
but he hasn't experienced the world, so that's where I kind of question any amount of knowledge, because like, you can only read so much, you know?
Yeah, but give me like 5 minutes, 10 minutes in the whole movie. You got time to take a breather where the characters are maybe kind of putting it together a little bit.
Yeah, they use that time to have them drink wine, Kevin,
and just like, do like that's what banter. Just banter. It's like, dude, work a little, like, reveal. Like, maybe Sully, maybe they're just bouncing off the, hey, dude, I bet you it's this. He's like, you know what? You're right. This is next Sully's big score. He should know something about it. Like, just have a little ping pong back and forth of bouncing ideas and, you know?
Yeah, like, Sully only seems to know that there's maybe gold somewhere, possibly. Like, that's it. He's just like, I think there's gold.
Yeah, it's like...
Nathan Drake's a truffle pig, and then Victor is Sully's just kind of like, I hope you lead me to the truffles, you pig.
I hope you find some goddamn truffles this season, because I am tired of living in these woods. Look at the shit stain on my pants. I can't do this no more.
Yeah, look at the shit stained private jet I have in this great loft in New York. That's incredible. Yeah. And you're like, okay.
I just don't understand why they need this big ass score when they seemed whatever they got working is working. Yeah, let's throw it all away on this big ass score.
And they do
know is never gonna happen. So,
and it's just like they do little nods to the game. Like later on, he gets the double holsters. He wears the shirt. I mean, I think Sully's shirt's
in this. He looks like an asshole and all. Yeah, Sully, at the end, he's wearing the shirt.
So. He's wearing the button-up, and, like, they do the ring and stuff. They do, like, a lot of nods to the game, but I think if you're a fan of the game, you're just going to see stuff you kind of recognize. You know, just go, yeah, okay. It's just like a comic book movie. They figured that's, like you said earlier, that's the formula. Take some shit that existed over here that this demographic of people are going to know because they're fans or tribalism or whatever, and let's make them take that money they've been blowing on it for years and make them blow it over here.
And they did. They blew hard.
We did it, everyone.
We did it. We blew this movie. They blew this movie. Everyone blew this movie. Holland, you blew this movie. Don't forget that, Holland. He's just like, thank you. Wahlberg, you blow everything. So
dude, there's going to be two more of these. You can almost guarantee it. And you're getting a sequel for sure. If it does remotely well, you're going to get a third one.
Yeah, Sony has figured out that by not having a streaming platform and sticking to the theaters, they are doing gangbusters. Like, I was reading a thing on how they're like the fucking kings right now. Them and Paramount of all fucking people. Companies are like production houses that were like struggling the most are doing the best. Like, it's just, it's insane.
Yeah.
So, this did amazingly well for them. And it was competing with Spider-Man. So they were just like the only movie making any money, the only people making any money in the theaters was Sony. They're just like, we're competing against ourselves right now. And we're okay with that. We're doing all right. Mm-hmm. We're making all the monies. So then they're just like, they're off to the Philippines, but that's not before, Braddock and Chloe both team up with Antonio Banderas or Santiago. And he's just like, that's right. I got both of you working for me. And you're just like, okay. Seems like someone's getting their throat slit eventually. And then Nate and Victor sneak into the back of a very cramped trunk of a car and just fondle each other.
When would that ever be the play? Is what I wonder.
Yeah. I don't.
When?
I don't get what he's like. It's my lucky charm. I need to bring it with me. Like this car that you're not going to drive over there because you're not allowed to? What? Okay. And we're just going to sneak into this trunk somehow of this car that's his beloved car that we've been told don't even fucking ding. I don't know.
You know what?
I don't know.
The more I keep thinking about the movie, it just feels so unepic. And I feel like Uncharted should have just been this really fantastic movie that should have just did real more like calm down on the CG, just use it to enhance some of the visuals. Like, you know, I just felt like it, like the cargo plane scene, it's so bad looking. It's just so.
Yeah.
Dustin, he literally sits on the hood of a car and just, it's like, dude, even Crank, the movie Crank was blushing when they saw this shit. They're like, that's awful. He just.
Yeah, at least Crank, I felt like the car was falling to the guy's death. Like, this was just like, he'll be fine.
Like, they're literally just parachuting, having a conversation, and. Mm-hmm. Indiana Jones, you're kind of like, man, it feels like this could really happen. You know what I mean? Other than like Crystal Skull, and everybody knows that one was a little too much. But the original three, where I feel like this could embody it so much, but a cool modern version, it wanted to be a video game before it wanted to be a movie at times. Like it wanted to just keep getting us to the action. I'm like, no, man, flush your characters out, build a solid foundation. pace this thing out.
Build a relationship between your two stars. Like, just having them take digs at each other, it wasn't cutting it. It didn't feel like a friendship or a partnership or anything. Like, Sully has no reason to keep Nate with him. He doesn't. None.
Yeah, he's not obligated to him. He's just like, hey, man, your brother saved my life. I owe him one. You know what I mean? Yeah. Then they could be like, dude, I can't trust you. And then that's when you build up to him. Oh, Sly's going to fuck him. And then he's like, no, man, not, you know, that happened to me once before. Why do you think I have all these broken relationships with people? You know, you don't have to just do it from the game.
Yeah, show some fucking growth, you know?
Yeah, make it, introduce the fucking movie go or something. This is some people are like, this is a game? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
people,
totally, yeah.
If you're not a gamer, you're not going to know.
This felt like that new Tomb Raider movie on a bigger budget. That's all this felt like, you know, just
like uninspired, the story's lifeless, there
and you fucked it up. Like, so, but yeah, then we're in the cargo. You know, Banderas gets killed. The Braddock's taken over. Chloe's jumped out or trying to jump out. The guys are walking into shitstorm. They're like, let's go look at the map while everyone fights. All right, we looked at the map. Okay, I think we're good. Let's go. And, you know, eventually, just basically everyone just eventually lands. Somehow, Nate and Chloe end up together, and they just swim over to a beach. They swim the channel, the London Channel, and they end up in the beach. We meet the true voice of Nate Drake, Nolan North. It's horrible. It's so much longer than the cameo I thought it would be. And it's really the equivalent of the Stanley X-Men one where he's selling hot dogs on the beach. Yeah. It's just like, what's he doing here, you think? And then he like spends the night with Chloe. They try to figure out the shit. And he goes through his brother's postcards and he figures it out. But he doesn't quite trust her all of a sudden. Just, you know. He's like, give me another chance, but then he doesn't give her a chance, and so he leaves her bad coordinates. And then he meets up with Sully again, and he's just like, all right, man, let's go do it. And then the dumbest shit, Kevin. So, like, they're hiding in the ship, and the captain's, like, I don't know, like, trunk or some shit. I don't know what it is. It's under the floorboards or whatever.
Mm.
And the Braddock shows up. She's like, all right, get these ships out of here. And they airlift the ships with these giant fucking helicopters.
Yeah, there's massive freight helicopters.
And I was like, why are you doing this? And why are you doing them both at the same time? And why isn't your boat closer?
I did. Like, I could see, like, depending on the size of the boat, they could only get so close, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, I kind of didn't understand this part either. It's like, I know you're trying to, like...
Well, I guaranteed someone pitched, like, helicopters, pirate ships, flying through the air fighting. And they were like, hell yeah, that's a scene. That's a Michael Bay scene without the explosions. So...
Yeah, it didn't... It was...
Kevin, if I'm looking for the ultimate score and one of those pirate ships gets stolen... Am I going to risk all of it to track them down? Or am I going to dock that fucking boat and chase them down because I know they don't have a boat to connect to?
I don't know, man.
Because I just did not get this part. So essentially, Nate and Sully, they take over one of the helicopters very stupidly. You know, just somehow they do it.
Well, they had like this big swashbuckling adventure where like every bad guy that gets defeated in this movie falls from something.
Oh yeah. And just
so like, they either fall off a cliff, fall into something, get bumped,
hit
fall
their head
off a boat,
on everything.
Fall just, off a fucking cargo plate, fall off a
fall off a horse, fall off a fucking bridge, you know, just
if you're falling off of this movie if you're a bad guy. So they go to lift they've already set up like this like camp, this, like video village by the boats.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're monitoring. I thought we were just trying to check the boats, check it for gold and get the boats out of there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I didn't understand. I was like, why are they still sitting there checking to see who's coming behind? And why did he just drive so close to like the shoreline? to where they could just follow him. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, Nate, you suck at everything you do.
Yeah, and I was like, well, like Braddock, she's there, and she's just kind of like, she's like, check the boats. And they check the boats, like, piss poor. And then he's like, the guy's like, oh, look, we found gold. And Braddock's like, all right, cool, let's get him out of here. And I was like, wouldn't you want to offload the gold first? Not to make the boat so heavy?
Yeah.
These boats. They're prices. Centuries old. They're going to come apart.
Yeah, but you're not selling the boat with the gold in it. You're going to sell the boat separately.
Yeah, and who are you taking this to? Like, did you have a dealer lined up? You
killed the guy that was probably going to pay for all this.
Yeah, and I was like, are you going to donate it to what? Like, who's a buying
museum?
This? Yeah, who's buying
private
this
collector? Do the maybe Philippine right. Are the Philippines just going to let you do this in the modern time? No.
Yeah, they're gonna...
No, they're not. It was we just had Magellan's weird. Boats the whole time. Fuck that. We are rich.
Yeah, I literally thought they were just going to get the gold and glow, and then then the raw dogs are going to be like, "What do we want to do with this?" And Braddock's going to be like, "Burn it." Like,
exactly. Like, I got that the boats had value, but what can they do? Like, you're fucking petty thieves. Like, take your shit and go. Yeah, like, it didn't thugs. Make sense.
You're just guns for hire, and all of a sudden you're just.
Yeah, you killed the only guy with sophisticated connections, so you're just out in the wind now, dude.
Maybe Braddock's history of dealing in that world, she can maybe offload him, but that's a big maybe when she's just a hired muscle.
You got a shit ton of gold, ancient gold to do that with.
Who's buying that gold from you?
Fucking, they're just going to melt it down. You know, gold's gold all the time, so.
Yeah.
But. It's just, yeah, they lift both of them out. They take over it.
But imagine that gold's going to be worth way more if it has the markings on it. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, exactly. I mean, there's a percentage you're going to, like, just keep and, you know, give, you know, sell to collectors and museums and whatever and make a killing on. And then there's a percentage you're just going to say, fuck it, melt it down.
And wear it. Yeah.
I'm wearing my fucking Magellan gold suit. Okay. All right. Yeah, it's a little stinky. It's hard to clean, but I don't care. This is Magellan gold.
How the fuck am I supposed to stay gold if I can't be dripped in by gold? Everybody's like, you're weird since you got the gold.
The gold's made him weird, man. I heard that. You want to talk to my gold gun? Huh?
Jesus.
Shoots gold fucking bullets. Just like, it doesn't work.
And then... So one of the boats starts getting airlifted out, and then the boys are just breaking through the same doors. I could have swore that was a double take on the door. Was it the other side? They, like, tackle a guy through a door.
No, they
do some swashbuckling.
Well, somehow they break through one door, and then they, I don't, it was like another door slightly higher, but didn't make sense with the inside of the boat. I was like, how did they get up
there? The logistics of the...
Yeah. They were just like, we just teleported up here. Don't worry about it. Yeah, and they're just fighting. They're just ruining Magellan's boat. Like, they're destroying
centuries, like, of historic artifacts. And
these seconds. Are preserved so well. And now... And then, here's another thing, Kevin. I'm going to sidebar real quick. Why... Did the people that had this, you know, Magellan's crew, why did they leave the boats in the Philippines and go all the way back to Spain to be like, we don't have the gold? Why wouldn't they just, and then leave an elaborate way of all of them having to work together to get back to the location they were already aware of in Spain?
Don't fuck me out of this gold. Well, maybe we could put together like a big puzzle to make sure we don't fuck each other on it. Yeah, all right.
Like, we'll put some like fucking spears and like flooding and stuff, you know? Like, I'm sure they'll never change the water system in this city ever.
Well, listen, fucking man.
Ever.
We're really big procrastinators. So what if? Hey, you know what? I've said too much. You believe in heaven? I believe in hell. Okay, I got something for that. Write that down.
All right. We got to be real clever with this shit. Like, 19 of them die in the making of it. The last guy's just like, I really don't know how this is going to pan out.
Guys, this is our opus. We did it. I'm going to go ahead and lose all this shit to time. And hopefully two peckers show up and we'll see what happens. I don't want to fix it.
They didn't change the water system. It still floods just like I envisioned. It's like, I was like,
The only thing that will discover this with the
fucking gold?
Is the love of two orphans.
The love of two orphans. Their love for Magellan.
And a weird old cat, dude.
Weird old guy. He's going to fuck that cat. You know that, right?
Weird old cat, dude.
I'm just real confused why you'd say that about me. I'm just Mark Wahlberg.
Weird old cat, dude.
Yeah, it's just like that part. It just dawned on me. I was like, why would they? Was Spain going to send someone to kill them back then?
Maybe.
Like, it's not like they knew where they fucking were. Just disappear with your two boats of gold and like never look back. You sailed around the ocean. Like, oh. No one's fucking with you. They're not finding you. They don't even believe you could do it. Like, come on.
I can't fund this expedition. You're going where? You're going to an uncharted world. Uncharted. Well, maybe they'll make a movie about it someday, buddy, but not today.
But not today, goddammit. You go to the charted lands and find me some charted gold, okay?
Uncharted. None
of this fucking uncharted shit.
We only chart things around.
God, I hope his brother uses some piss to hide a secret message on a postcard. That'll all make sense.
Better not drink that dirty booze bottle when you find it.
We got this beer, this booze sponge, this booze ball. Have you heard about this shit? It's real good. Fucking, that's really what killed Magellan.
Let's get a game of booze ball going.
Yeah. Magellan got too boozed up, fell over the side. We just fucking YOLO, left his ass. Man overboard. And, so
they fight.
They show to the chick, the
The Braddock chick. They fight.
I know the smart move is to take one ship and one gold and get the fuck and then try to kill them. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to tell the Scotsman to fly after them and ruin everything. Just lose everything. Yeah, they fight in the air. They crash into a lot of rocks. The Scotsman dies eventually. Braddock jumps on their ship.
Weird part after they do all this where Sully's flying and he's. I don't know if this was supposed to be like a moment where he like stops the helicopter kind of on a dime and makes it go over. Like, was that supposed to be like
it's supposed to be like, oh my God, shouldn't be flying these helicopters like this right now.
It was so stupid. Like is this like a Fast and the Furious moment or something?
It was, yeah. They were fast Xing it. That's for sure. They were like,
it's like you said, they were looking for these Michael Bay moments, but they just kept throwing people off stuff and dropping boats on people. Real waka waka.
And eventually, like Braddock falls in the water. They eventually drop the boat on top of her.
So funny! I laughed out loud.
Yeah. And then the Philippine Navy is just like, "That's our fucking boat," and. Sully had to pick between, But Sully had to. There was a moment where Sully had to pick between his like the backpack full of gold and Nate, and I was like,
and the audience was like, "What's he gonna choose? This old guy loves cats and gold.
He loves cats and gold and being confused." And oh man, I hope he fell in love with that kid. Oh, he did. Oh, he saved him. What a pedo! You fucking pedo trash.
Man. We're gonna totally get a sequel.
Yeah. And then, surprise. Then they just fly off, no consequences, whatever. And Nate's just like, by the way, I did all of these amazing action sequences with a pocket full of gold. Here you go. You can have some.
My pants didn't rip once.
Yeah, didn't rip once, didn't fall down, nothing. I'm just, this belt is... It's that like 9-star rated belt on Amazon or some shit.
Oh, it's that one that clicks in there.
You have to have a fucking key to release that shit. It's not coming down.
It's the ones that the guys, when they have their conceal and carry, they use that belt because they ain't fucking around because someone getting shot.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck belt is that? That's not the belt I was thinking of.
Yeah, wait till you see that thing. You're going to be like, that looks interesting. Oh, it's for guns? What the hell?
Oh. Like, America.
You feel obligated. That's right. I guess I got to get a pistol. What happened? Well, what is this belt going to do? Not.
I shot my dick off. The fucking belt fucked me real bad. I was not ready for conceal and carry. I wasn't.
That belt made me feel like I was. Stupid fucking belt. 1 star. Would buy again.
Oh, that's fair.
And yeah, and then he's just like, he's like, oh, come on, kid. You got more gold? Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Credits. Oh, wait. We see Chloe in the wrong spot. They just like helicopter past her. And she's just like, you bastards, you saved my life technically because I would have probably been dead. But okay. And then we go to the first ending after like 17 minutes of credits. And he's just giving up the ring that he's been very protective of.
Psych. So,
shithead, yeah. And Sully shows up and is like, hey kid, oh, you ready to do the thing? And and they had more guns than they did, but they still just like didn't fight them. And and then the guy they were stealing from is just like, you Drake and Sully, you've been fucking having romps in between this scene, haven't you? You seem to be world renowned thieves now.
Yeah, it was, we'll real
get you. And then they run out of the bar and then they just stop in a very empty set and go, oh, no. And then we sit there for 25 fucking minutes watching them respond to nothing. And we're not shown what it is. You just have to, I guess, know the game or care. I didn't.
Dustin, this movie is so boring.
Well, I mean, talk about the second ending real quick, too, then.
I don't even remember it.
We go, we take our time dragging our feet through a prison to find Sam all, like, long-haired and bearded writing postcards thinking that someone in this prison's actually giving him a goddamn stamp to mail him. He's like, are you getting my letters, Nate?
You know how much a stamp is, you inmate?
He's like, inmate, you're going to have to give me 15 smokes or 2 blowies to get a fucking stamp this time.
You all mean right? Blow pop, sir? Keep guessing.
Keep guessing. Listen, I'm a member of the Raw Dogs. I'll just let you, you know, figure it out.
What's that? That's just what we do with the dogs. You know. I mean.
You know. You know. Let me get the key for my belt. It'll be made crystal clear soon enough.
Oh, is that one of those fancy gun belts?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm going to show you my gun. I'm back in heat.
Yeah,
conceal and carry.
It's so boring. It's crippling how boring it is. And just every action scene is just so uninspired. No
yeah. Like when they were running, I was just like, I don't care.
There's nothing I've at stake. I've seen
people run. I don't care.
It's just... This should have just been a fantastic, like I said, a modern day, you know, Uncharted, the video game expired, Indiana Jones type adventure. You're taking exactly. them to fun locations. You got two guys that got crazy motivations. I'm rooting for them to find out what's at the end. They got to get the gold. They got to find Sam. They got to fight for freedom or wherever there's trouble. And I didn't get any of that. I just got two guys just farting around and just... mind freaking and getting mind freaked. Just like, god damn, the bad guy just rambles on. I'm just like, what are you doing? The opposition,
and he's not even that bad, and he doesn't like, he doesn't do shit.
He talks to a padre at a church for like 20 minutes. I'm like, Jesus,
that was his dad. That was his dad, Kevin. That wasn't a padre, that was his dad.
I mean, I guess it is his padre.
Well, yeah, you're right.
But it was just so brutal. I'm like, you guys, this was the final cut? This is excruciating to, like, I enjoy these games. I assume this was kind of for me to get a couple of my bucks. But, like, no. Like, I'm not watching jack shit with this fucking combo.
Yeah. Like, here's the thing. Like, the ending, it's like, yeah. Pirate ships, or basically like old sailor ships being carted around by giant freight helicopters, and they're fighting like swashbuckling and stuff in the air.
That could have been epic.
It should be epic. And it's even like saying it sounds fun, you know, on paper. I imagine it was amazing. Like, they were just like, we're going to do this. And you're just like, oh, that's fucking crazy. Awesome. Let's do it. And then you see it and you're just like, so fucking boring. Yeah, so fucking boring.
It's so boring. And I I don't know what it is. I can't blame the characters, the story. I think everything's just.
It's all of it. Well, just a lot of it's the chemistry of the characters because they're the driving force of this. And if you're bored with them, you're going to be find everything they do boring. So
it's just so boring.
Yeah.
And that's like, it's, I can't say it's bad. It's just boring. Like there's, you're going to watch it.
It's a competent movie. It's sadly a competent movie.
But it's just you will fucking look in the mirror and go, do I give a fuck? As that plays on the reflection in the background.
Maybe I don't watch movies no more.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't care. Like, listen, I'm going to put it this way. My son watched this movie and he was bored too. He kept tapping out because it just, he wasn't tapping out when they were talking. He was tapping out during the action. Every single time he just was like, oh, I'm kind of done.
The action's awful.
Like, yeah.
Like in the game, there's such a great variety of action, especially in the fourth one. And this one doesn't, I mean, where was our car chase? Where was our like gun shootout? You know, where was our like sweet brawl in a bar where we're smashing through glass and flying through things? We do this. It's just my heroes just looking like turds, just running around, just getting chased off of everything, like just bumbling.
They're not competent, you know. There's nothing that says that they're badass or whatever.
They're not badass, and it's like even,
and that's what makes that first ending so stupid. I'm like, what? I'm supposed to believe this all of a sudden?
Yeah, like if they would have grew into that badassery as they progressed with each action scene, I'd have been like, all right, this is cool. Now they're fucking getting into their shit. I can't wait till he gets the double Glocks and he's just like, clack, clack, just like the gay bitch. And you're like, oh, this is fun. And, you know, he gets out. The thing about Drake is so cool, especially like in the game, is he's not a perfect action guy. He gets his ass beat. Like dudes are fucking him up. He's not winning every fight. He's punching dudes. His hand fucking hurts. He's like, oh shit, you got like a glass. You know what I mean? You got like an iron jaw. Like he's vulnerable. He's almost an everyman, but he just has and that's what's so cool about him. It's almost like a harken back to like, you know, like the Kurt Russells and the Bruce Willises before he became like, you know, just the Bruce Willis where he kept playing the same character. It was just like an every guy action. And that's why Drake's so cool. But he just, you know, he's fitter than most. He can shoot okay, but he's never was the overwhelming Drake's here. He's winning. You know what I mean? There was always somebody better. There was always somebody stronger. So he had to finesse and work harder to beat the opposition. You don't get that here. You don't get any of that. No, you just get two guys farting around. They just fart around.
Like literally, they literally bumble through everything and somehow end up successful.
If Bernie was here from Weekend at Bernie's, it would still even be a bad sequel to that. That's how that's how they just fucking do nothing.
No, it's like you said, like everything you said was spot on. Like it could have very well have been that everyman action hero return, and I think that would have done gangbusters. Because in a way, that's what Indiana Jones is too.
Sure,
he's just. He's a
college professor. He's just a dude.
He's just a dude, and he just
knows
like,
a lot about weird shit.
Yeah, and it's like I think that should have been so simple and easy to do because you already have the groundwork for that, and you just have to put it in the modern era.
Yeah,
you know,
it's just, I don't know.
But I mean, these assholes couldn't even fucking tell a movie in a straight line. You know, like they had to rely on the cargo scene and then go to the flashback. You know, so it's just like okay.
I think they just knew it's a major brand. It's Naughty Dog. It's Sony. These are huge games. It's a huge outlier of what's in store for these comic book movie adaptations. You know, they're going to do Last of Us. It's going to be on television. That's going to be huge. You know what I mean? Like they know what's up. You're going to get, I guarantee you're getting at least two more of these, probably some sort of various spinoffs. You know, something's going to happen.
Well, it's Sony, it's like they know what to do. Run it into the ground until it fails.
Like they got this.
Well, it's just like run into the ground until it fails, reboot, you know? They are not above doing that. So if the next one sucks, they'll just wait 5 years and reboot. And that's fine because maybe it'll be a better movie by then. Who knows? So
definitely.
But yeah, I mean,
we'll see till then because this stunk.
This stunk to high hell. So it's a huge pass from me. I think it goes without saying it's a pass from Kevin. No one says an action movie's boring and is like, but you should check it out yourself, you know?
Don't do it.
That'll do it for us, though. Thank you for listening to this bullshit podcast. We hope you enjoy it. We hope that you had at least a chuckle and entertained while listening to us rant way too long about Uncharted, Sony Pictures Classic 2022. You can follow us on social media at Let's Movie Pod or Podcast. You can give us some movie recommendations. We are always open to hearing from the audience. And if you don't, and you just want us to pick shit, that's what we'll do anyway. So that'll work out. You can always check us out on YouTube as well, or just subscribe or tell a friend about this show. For Kevin, I am Dustin. Have a wonderful week or night or whatever. Live your life.
Bye.